and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. Precious metal prices rose Tuesday on bargain hunting and a weaker dollar. U.S. stocks fell on downbeat airline news amid an uptick of new coronavirus cases. Today in the news, just before the COVID-19 collapse in the markets hit near February 25th, 2020, gold prices started a double-dip move, reports oilprice.com. What we found interesting is how quickly gold prices recovered and broke to even higher price levels after the deep selling. Our belief is that when a crisis event first hits, which is sometimes called the shockwave, all assets take a beating, including gold and silver. Our belief is that this dip or double dip pattern in gold, because of crisis events, presents a very solid buying opportunity. Well, the presidential debate tonight has all the markings of a classical rival to the rumble in the jungle between Foreman and Ali, except in this case, almost everyone will be watching what they believe might be the bungle in the media jungle, reports Zero Hedge. Supporters of both candidates will be transformed into nervous parents at an expensive Ivy League prep school on the evening of their young child's first ever school play. We already know what the debate topics will be, yet that does not mean that we won't be hearing about whatever each candidate feels will floor his opponent best. Rarely have national security officials, governors, tech CEOs, and activists agreed as broadly and fervently about the possibility of historic civil unrest in America, reports Axios. The ingredients are clear for all to see: epic fights over racism, abortion, elections, the virus, and policing, stirred by misinformation and calls to action on social media at a time of stress over the pandemic. The bottom line, everyone from Facebook to YouTube to the U.S. military will be taking precautions for post-election civil unrest exploding. And lastly, the pandemic forced hundreds of thousands of small businesses to close, reports Wall Street Journal. Yet Americans are starting new businesses at the fastest rate in more than a decade. 3.2 million so far this year, compared to 2.7 million at the same point in 2019, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Pace of new launches comes after a wave of business closures, which created an unusually large void for the new entrants to fill. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver.